words in John 3. John chapter 3. You can quote it, but we'll just read it together in verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And also in 1 John 4, where we read, John chapter 4, verse 11. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Just like to point out this little word, we often bypass it, the word so. It's very beautiful here in these two verses. And what does the word so mean to us? It means in such a manner, to such an extent, to such a degree. And that is what is emphasized, John's emphasizing, by the Spirit of God. For God so loved the world. If God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. It's very beautiful because it tells us and it takes our minds to that scene that we heard a lot about today, to Calvary, and to think about the extent of God's love. God didn't just give a simple remedy. God gave the only remedy, the only answer for the need of mankind, the only answer to satisfy his own righteous and holy claims. He had to so love the world. The world had no clue. The world had no thought that God would love us in such a way. Just think, when this took place, most of the world had no idea of the Word of God. Most of the world at that time had no clue that God would give his Son. Only Israel had some little inkling that that would take place if they knew their scriptures. But God's, in such a manner, loved, and we can take our place there. Because it says, if he so loved us, if he loved us in such a manner. So we can think about that just for a brief moment. And to what extent did God love us? He sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. But that Son, the Lord Jesus, went to the place called Calvary that we're all very familiar with. And yet that doesn't tell us the extent. The extent goes further. Yes, he suffered at the hands of men. He suffered the ill treatment and the abuse and the rotten language and the rebukes and the shame that he received from men. But that's not to such an extent. It goes further still. The Lord Jesus, in those hours of darkness, he was made sin. And he bore in those hours of darkness a forsaking that we will never understand, that we will never know. He could say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That is how God so loved the world, to that extent that his beloved would suffer such distance, such agony, and suffer the wrath of God. Yes, to that extent, God loved you and loved me. So in light of that, in 1 John, you could say, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. So what extent are we to love one another? If God uses that word so with regard to his love, let's think about to what extent we should love one another. We've heard this already in the ministry, in the readings. And it's wonderful to think that there's not a limit here. That's why he refers to laying down our lives for the brethren. It may not be necessarily physically dying. It may mean setting aside something that I have liberty to do. And the apostle refers to this. Paul refers to this. I might have liberty to do a certain thing, but it might be a stumbling block to my brother. I might stumble my brother in doing so. I may set that aside. Paul says, I'll not eat meat as long as the world stands if it makes my brother to offend. So that extent of that love should be realized in our lives as well. Do we value the people of God the way the Lord Jesus does? Do we look at them the way he looks at them? When we think of ourselves here, we're just a teeny percentage of the assembly on the face of this earth. But the Lord looks at us as his own blood-bought ones, his loved ones. And do we look at one another in that way? Do we see one another in that way as his own. He hears a little word also in John's Gospel. It's worth doing a study on. The little word my and why. The Lord Jesus uses it many times. He refers to us being, he says, my sheep. And he refers to my joy, my love, and many other things. And he imparts all of that which is his, and he wants to share it with us. And so this tells us about the extent of the love of God. And may that extent of the love of God impress our hearts so that we would love in like manner. We would love in such an extent to be willing to lay down our lives for one another.
Amen.